when you hear the rumble of the racetrack. You're listening to NASCAR on North Sound 1380 ESPN Radio.
Thank you for listening to North Sound Racing Radio. Please come watch us race our quarter midgets in Monroe, Washington. Thank you.
Budweiser Dodge Charger, man. It was really good. It was fast, and we were faster than Junior at times. He was dominant when he fell out of the race. I don't know if anybody would have caught him. Tony Stewart had the win right there and had a little problem. So we definitely got some help to get this one tonight, but we were up there. We led when those guys were on the track, too, and we had a good Dodge Charger throughout the race. So it feels good either way.
Big goings on this weekend out at the new and very much improved Washington Quarter Midget Association track out at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds. Regional race time. Lots of people in town for that. When you drive by on your way out to Evergreen Speedway this weekend or wherever you're going and you happen to look off to the left and see acres and acres of trailers, that's because the WQMA is putting on a huge show this weekend. Eric Jacobson, the president of the Washington Quarter Midget Association, is joining us. How's it going, man? You ready for all this madness?
You bet I am. I'm looking forward to it, actually.
Cool. Tell us about what you got going on.
So this weekend is our annual region race where all the participants from the six different tracks here in our region come and converge here in beautiful downtown Monroe. And we have a race that entails probably... We're estimating probably somewhere between 200 and 250 cars this weekend. So it should be a lot of fun, lots of kids, and lots of good racing.
Now, this state's race is a qualifier for the Nationals?
Yes. So this is a little new variation for us this year, and we've actually combined a couple of races. We've combined our state's race and our region race. What will happen is that the kids will actually qualify for the grands, which are held this year. They're down in California.
Mm-hmm. So this is really the largest event since you've been at the new track.
Yes, by quite a bit. It's probably about twice the size or a little more than our regular club races. We usually get about 100 cars or so at a regular club event, and which we have 10 of those throughout the course of the season.
Eric, I've been out there for a region race. Was out there last year, and lots of racing. And just for the fans that are out there listening, when is a good time to come by this weekend, Saturday or Sunday, to view racing? What's the best times?
The best time would either be probably Saturday afternoon, probably from about 2 o'clock till about 8 o'clock or so, and then that's when we usually typically run all our lower mains, and then on Sunday we start racing at 9 a.m., and that's when we start running all the A mains, and there's about 15 or so A mains that take place during the course of the day that probably will last till about 3 or 4 o'clock.
Now, will you have lights this Saturday night?
So you talked about new and much improved.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the additions that we have made during this off season is that we have lights around the track now. And so if the racing dictates that we actually have to run that late into the night, we will probably run up till about 10 o'clock or so and have the lights on.
Well, good. And again, this is no charge for anyone that wants to come out and watch, maybe for the first time.
It is absolutely free to the general public. Come out. Bring a lawn chair, come sit in the bleachers, bring family and friends. It's really a well-kept secret that we're trying to get out and promote to other people that are interested in motorsports.
Eric, it sounds like this has been a lot of preparation, and this is what tests the skills of the president, huh?
It's not only test the skills of the president, but it tests the skills of everybody in the club because it takes more than just a few people to pull an event off like this. It really takes the participation of the entire club, and I'm very fortunate to be associated with, you know, 60 or 70 great families that enjoy racing and enjoy each other and helping out.
It always makes it easy, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
All right, Eric. Well, good luck this weekend. We'll be checking up on results, and as always, we'll be probably interviewing a couple of the big winners out there on next Thursday's show. So good luck. Again, it is this weekend out at the new Washington Quarter Midget Racing Association track. Actually, it's not new. You guys are on, what, season 3 on this thing now?
Season 2.
Wow. Where's the time gone? But you will impress definitely a lot of people who haven't been there for the first time. Eric, thanks a lot, and have a good time this weekend, would you?
Thank you, and thank you guys very much for allowing us to come and promote our sport a little bit. We appreciate everything that you guys do for us and for racing here in the Great Northwest.
All right,
thank you very much.
Nice words. We can smile
thanks,
at the
Eric.
End of that one. Thanks, Eric.
Thank you.
You bet.
Bye.
Bye. Good to have Eric on because he's putting on a whale of a show out there. Again, it is this week, Saturday and Sunday,
Saturday and Sunday, right.
Yeah, out at the new WQMA track out in...
Doesn't cost anything to go and watch.
No.
It's a great group of people.
No, and really neat. We had Mackenzie Hewer on last week, and she got her first win. Have we been trying to locate Kelly Hale?
Let's do it right now.
Let's. Where'd Galen go?
Sorry, I was on the phone with Lynn.
Oh, okay.
One of the crew members for Gary Lewis. She's the one who shared the information about the challenge race.
And
so.
Looks like we lost Galen.
Yeah, yes, we did.
All right. Well, I'll try and fumble in for...
Okay, you do that. I'll get a hold of Kelly.
Again, coming up this Saturday afternoon here on North Sound 1380, 1130 a.m. live from the Dover International Speedway, Dover, Delaware. Make sure and tune in as the Motor Racing Network brings you the Hell of a Good 200 Nationwide Series action. And then coming up Sunday morning, 1015 a.m. live from the Dover International Speedway in Dover, Delaware, NASCAR Sprint Cup Series Best Buy 400. So make sure and root our good buddy in the number 9 car. Wow. Amazing. Just like that,
he answers asked, it. Hello,
and,
Carla.
if he doesn't know how things roll around here by now, we have no one to blame but him. Kelly Hale, the announcer out at Evergreen Speedway, has been awoken up from his Thursday night slumber to chat with us for a bit. How are you, Kelly?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Yeah, we're okay.
I think I can use this on Kelly as well. How does it feel this year wearing the big boy pants?
Big boy pants. Huh?
Yeah, those are very important pants to have on, too, by the way.
Yeah, thanks. I guess that's a compliment.
It is. Really is.
In its own twisted and warped way, yes, it is.
Yeah, yeah. It feels good.
Good.
It feels good. It's been a great season, having a lot of fun, you know, the new program this year, I just, I can't say enough about it. You know, running those heat races after 7 o'clock is my gosh.
Are you guys getting,
wonderful thing.
Are you guys getting out of there by 10:30?
We are sometimes.
You know, we talk to a lot of racers, and the big key word with the racers are fun, but it's great to hear somebody who's actually working, doing a job, and still having fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's a blast. If you can't have fun doing my job.
Oh yeah.
I mean, my God.
Yeah.
You know, it's about fun. The job.
It's almost illegal, isn't it?
It is illegal.
You should be paying them, right?
The definition of the job is fun.
Yeah, we can arrange it. You can pay Evergreen Speedway to do this.
No.
I'm sure. No.
No.
Very well put. All right, what's coming up at the old Super Speedway of the West this weekend, man?
Hey, everything. We're with the NASCAR Women All-American Series is going to be in action full force. Speedway Chevrolet Superstocks, Les Schwab Tire Bombers, the Pond Exchange Super Figure 8s, Mini Stocks, and the Stinger 8s.
And you've also got something pretty cool going on Friday, too, don't you?
We do. You're talking about June 6th?
Uh-huh.
June 6th is going to be the drifting. Les Schwab Tires is presenting the drifting program, Evergreen Drift.
Cool.
And not only is that June 6th, but actually Saturday night as well with everything else that we got going on.
Uh-huh.
I got 4 of the best drifters in the Northwest.
Do ya?
That are coming out to join us Saturday night.
All right,
night.
Putting on a little bit of a preliminary show, huh?
They're going to blow some minds.
Nice.
They got a show plan for some smokes for everybody out there, and it's... Yeah, it's going to be a real good time. They're going to do a heck of a job.
Saw some posters up at Action Auto Parts. You guys got quite a schedule going on for that.
Yeah, we do. You know, we're every first Friday of every month, we're going to have the Evergreen Drift program is in action. And this year, we've finally gone to a competition format. June 6th will be the first competition of the season, and Longacre Racing Products is supporting us, along with Les Schwab Tire Products and the Speedway, of course. And we're going to have a purse for the top three. And as well as that, we're still asking the beginners and the newcomers are still coming out. They're still going to get their seat time. And we've come up with a program to incorporate all of them, from the experts to the novices, and to bring them out to the Speedway to drift, because that's the place to do it, not out on the streets.
We had the North Sound Racing microphones inside of a drifting car when Kelly Hart went for a ride. Here's how it went. Kelly, thank you so much, man. We got to bail out of here, buddy.
Good luck,
right,
racers.
Buddy.
Thanks a lot. Kelly Hale from Evergreen Speedway. Go to the races this weekend. Support your local track. We'll see you next Thursday.
The Fish.